Give us back our DDT. It's the Medicare for the Lazy Man podcast. The Medicare podcast that actually left it to Beaver. He knows that fossil fuels have nothing to do with fossils. Medicare expert Doug Jones.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Medicare for the Lazy Man podcast. It is, we're in the upper 160th episode, like 167 or 168, something like that. And we have been doing this just over a year with the goal, the intention of helping people transit from Obamacare to Medicare. In other words, we want that transition from regular life to Medicare life to be a smooth and happy one that gets you the best result. The best result is excellent medical coverage at a very reasonable cost. And I'm here to do this, as Drew McMillan, my Canadian nephew, just told you. I am your Medicare expert, and it's my goal to make sure that your transition to Medicare is a happy and healthy and productive one. And as Drew McMillan also tells me, he changed his email address, didn't bother to tell me. So I've been trying to communicate with him for a month, and I finally got an answer from his father. And Drew and I are now back in touch, and Drew is recording more of those little introductions that we do in every episode. Drew's TV show, he also let me know, several episodes of his 2021 season of his television show are on the website so Americans can watch episodes. It's Powerboat TV, and the website you want to go to is powerboattv.com. He was in most of the 2020 episodes. He'll be in a bunch of the 2021 episodes. And I got the impression he's kind of taking over the show, but I don't know that for a fact. He did have a partner host, another guy who does some of the hosting duties for the Powerboat stuff. So anyway, if you like powerboats, you probably would enjoy that show. I'm not a powerboat kind of guy, and I still enjoyed watching it, especially the episode they had with jet boats in it. I like that one. Anyway, in addition to watching Drew's TV show, the other member of our staff here at the Medicare for the Lazy Man offices is Randy Carson. Hello, Randy. How are things today?
Mr. Doug Jones, how are you?
I think I'm just fine. How do you think I am?
I think you're just fine. We're going to have a great show today because I know I took a peek on the podcast notes.
Naughty.
We're going to do some more MLM mailbag. I really like the mailbag.
We are. I like the mailbag too. And one of the reasons is because people come up with entertaining ways to ask questions. We have some professional questioners like Steve, and, you know, there are some people like that, Dominic. But we also have amateur questioners, and I enjoy reading their questions. One of the good things about it is when you get a question from one person, there are probably a lot of other people out there wondering the same thing. And so if we can answer questions from one person, we probably are really answering questions from a whole bunch of people. So what we've got is another bunch of stuff that I reached into the mailbag to retrieve. I grabbed a handful, and I wasn't wearing my leather protective gloves that I wear when I go falconing. My falcon typically can land on my arm without puncturing my arm with his claws, but I didn't wear that glove this time. I reached way down in the mailbag, and I swear something bit me. Something is alive down there, and I'm afraid to look in there with a light and find out what it is. So I grabbed a bunch of mail and extracted it. And when we deal with this mail, Randy will be able to visit the Buffalo Chip or Harold's without the patrons causing him any problems, because they seem to demand mailbag content as their favorite content from the Medicare for the Lazy Man podcast.
For those of you in the audience who are falconers, you would enjoy. I'm just going to just say it. This is probably one of the most humorous shows I've ever seen in my life, called Start the Revolution Without Me.
It's a movie, right?
It's a movie, and it has a quite a large section in it about falconry. I'll let you guys figure out what that is, but literally, I have just about died laughing. If you're in for a good, funny movie, Start the Revolution Without Me.
All right. Well, I'm going to put that on my list of movies to watch out for. I wish I had a good way to search for them, but frankly, when I'm in Illinois, I can use TiVo and I can search, and it tells me everything that might be, that might fit that name category 2 weeks in advance. Out here, I've got a thing called Genie. I don't know what it is, but it's not nearly as good as TiVo, and I can't figure out how to make it sing and dance like I do TiVo's. So that's one reason I like going to Illinois, because I can actually get a DVR that works and does what I want it to do. This Genie thing is all streaming, and sometimes it freezes up, and it's just not as much fun to play with. Anyway, I promised that we would get after it, and I think getting after it is what I ought to do. So let me start with the last piece of correspondence I think I saved from last November, and this is from Eric. And Eric writes, Doug, not Mr. Jones, not Sir. He just wrote, Doug, I really love your book, but I have a question which I cannot seem to get answered anywhere. After living all over the United States, my wife and I, natural American citizens, were transferred to Canada for my job in 1999. Over the next 20 years, we lived and worked in Canada and became dual citizens. When we turned 65, I am now 70 and she is 71. So 5 years ago, when he turned 65, I guess, they applied for and received Medicare Part A. During our entire time in and around Toronto, we were covered by Ontario Health Insurance Plan, OHIP, even while employed. During 2020, we moved back to the United States in Pennsylvania and now split our time between there and San Miguel de Allende, Mexico. We both receive maximum benefits under Social Security. My question relates to the Medicare Part B. Since we were living in Canada and covered under their universal health care, we did not apply for Part B when we turned 65. We are now trying to apply for Part B without paying the 10% annual penalty under a special enrollment period, since we were covered by the group employer provincial health plan. I have written Medicare but have not received any answer. Somewhat complicating matters, neither one of us received new Medicare cards when they changed from our Social Security numbers to the newfangled Medicare number, which has numbers and letters. Although I have discovered mine through my Social Security account, it has been a bitch to apply for new ones. Please, sir, potty mouth. Anyway, I wonder if you could let me know what your thoughts are on our situation. And I said, thanks for writing, Eric. I don't know whether you have poked around on Medicare.gov, but I discovered this entry, and then I sent him a link, and it says, manage your health information for my situation in, I'm outside the U.S. There's a blurb in the Medicare.gov thing that you can enter a search, and in this case, I am outside the U.S. would lead you to apparently a very instructive paragraph. So I said to Eric, it very clearly states, or fairly clearly states, that when you return to the U.S. to take up residence after age 65, you have a three-month period during which you may apply for Part B without penalty. Does that clarify the situation satisfactorily? If not, I will be happy to do more research on your behalf. Just let me know. And Eric said, thank you. I had not seen that despite having read, I thought, all the sections related to Part B. Unfortunately, as I read the last example that I believe you refer to, a specific requirement says you are not eligible for Social Security benefits. which we both are and have been enjoying for the 2019-2020 year, my wife, and 2020 for me. In our letter to Medicare, we applied for Part B, so I guess we will have to see what they say. And my response to that was, you each probably have established an account with a password at medicare.gov. It is likely their decision will appear there sooner than notification via email. So you might log into those accounts periodically. Please let me know what happens, but I'm hopeful that you have dodged the late enrollment bullet. So once again, thank you for writing. And Eric said, thank you. A short written customer review. Oh, maybe I said this. A short written customer review on Amazon would be worth its weight in gold, but only if you have the time and inclination. And he said, thanks again. I'll be sure to mention your help on social media. So I never heard back. I'm hoping that he got his problem solved and that he was able to get Medicare Part B without a penalty. And the next exchange is from Wayne. Not Wayne, Illinois, which is where one of my many houses happens to be located, but a guy named Wayne. He says, hi, Doug. I am new to Medicare sales, and I love your book. I have a prospect coming in this week, and I'm definitely pushing this from another agent now. This is not from somebody who's going to buy Medicare from me, Medicare coverages. He says, I have a prospect coming in this week, and I'm definitely pushing the high deductible plan G. My question is, if he lives in New Hampshire and gets on a Medigap plan, which is the same as a Medicare supplement, and decides to move to Florida in 6 months, does he have to enroll again, or is the original plan good all over the U.S.? My gut says yes, but I thought I would ask. Thank you, Wayne. And my answer to Wayne was, thanks for writing, Wayne. Your gut is correct here. People who have a Medicare supplement plan can take it wherever they move within the U.S. and possessions. The only thing they have to do is report their new billing address. Good luck adding a new area of expertise to your repertoire, and let me know anytime you think I can help. Sue, we then start September. No, excuse me, December. slowly catching up to the end of the 2020 mailbag items. But this is Carla. And Carla says, hi there. It has never been easier to start a business. That's interesting. That's why, as the creator of boomerbiz.org, I am encouraging seniors who want to pursue their entrepreneurial dreams to go for it. Home-based businesses are an especially good choice for seniors because they don't require a lot of capital to get started, and they work for those who might have mobility issues. All of that said, I know that starting a business can be intimidating at any age. I'd love to offer some advice in a guest article on your website on how seniors can go about starting a home-based business. And I'll be sure to promote your site within the piece. Please let me know if it's okay for me to write and send over the article. Thank you, Carla at boomerbiz.org. And I said, thanks very much for writing. I'm afraid that we have very different target audiences. Your terminology suggests that your audience is aged and in need of assistance. My audience, on the other hand, is active, relatively youthful, self-reliant, and energetic. I appreciate your offer, but it seems like we'd be working at cross purposes. Once again, thank you for your interest. And then we move on to a piece that came in on December 2nd from Cindy. She writes, hello. My husband is currently working. He is 7 years younger than I am, woohoo, and works for a major airline. He plans on working 7 more years. I am insured under his insurance plan. I have a possible heart issue and looking into it in early January. Do I need to sign up for Medicare Part B and a supplement plan? Or can I just sign up for Medicare Part A? I'm turning 65 on December 31st, 1955. I think she means that's her date of birth, December 31st, 1955. And I said, thanks for writing. I see no reason why you should feel compelled to leave your husband's insurance coverage right now, as long as he is actively employed and his coverage is not an HSA. You should be just fine enrolling in Medicare Part A now and then waiting for the rest until his insurance coverage ends at retirement. The only thing I can't help you decide is whether the reasonable cost of Medicare Part B plus a supplement plus a drug plan would be substantially less costly than the current cost of dependent coverage on your husband's plan. Either way, the important thing is to take care of any potential medical problems ASAP to put that behind you. Feel free to write again if I can ever be of assistance. And that's the last I heard of her. I'm hoping that she managed to recover from her heart problem. How's our time looking, Randy?
We have 4 minutes and 22 seconds. I think that woman okay. that you just well, read, going, though, uh-huh. she had a little bit different issue that you didn't really highlight, was that if she turned 65 in 1955, the fact that her heart's weak would be expected.
You, and not only that, she might be able to earn a living as the world's oldest human being.
Yes. Yes, I know. So the world's oldest woman just died. So we're looking for a new one.
Are we really? I hadn't been aware of that. My pest control guy is sitting, his truck is outside. I heard a knock on the door, but I'm going to ignore it. I figure he can be killing things without me being involved. And if you hear some knocking, it's just him trying to attract my attention. Eventually, he'll come around to spreading his noxious poisons right in front of my window. But he has never seen me podcasting before. There he goes. He's walking back to the truck. So I'm guessing that he's going to be interrupting or trying to interrupt and then waving and smiling and wondering what the hell I'm doing with headphones on with a microphone stuck in front of my mouth. All right, here we go with Don. This is Don. And he wrote in early December. He said, are you planning to release an updated guide for 2021? If yes, when will it become available? This was one of the easiest questions I had to deal with. And I said, Don, I'm frantically working on the 2021 edition right now. If Amazon cooperates, it might be available for sale in about 10 days. And it was. I managed
No, you're thinking about the audiobook.
Oh, the audiobook's never going to be, and the audiobook's never going to be available. They're just lying to me about that. Every day I go check, and every day I come away with tears streaming down my face because the audiobook is going to take another 3 months, I'm guessing. So here is Catherine. Catherine says, hi, Douglas. We recently got a copy of your book and love it. Great information. Was curious as to when the 2021 book will be available for purchase. Thank you for torturing me, Catherine. And I said, thanks for writing. I'm struggling mightily to finish the 2021 edition and then to help my technical people, that's Randy, get it published ASAP. I'm hopeful that if Amazon cooperates, we will see it listed for sale in about 10 days. Fingers are crossed. And then she said, sounds great. We're looking forward to it.
I didn't realize you were an eternal optimist.
I'm not. I lied about that. I eternally lie about being optimistic. But I always...
I've never seen an optimistic bone in your body.
You're not
Doug.
Likely to see any bones in my body if I have anything to say about it. All right, one more here. This is Melissa, which is also my daughter's name. She lives in Orange County. I'm not going to use her last name, but it's not Jones. I will tell you that. So the message is, I am enrolled in Kaiser. I'm on Medicare. I was born in 1954. Surprisingly, I've been satisfied with this plan. Kaiser takes the Medicare payments out of my Kaiser payments each month. I'm guessing she has a Kaiser retirement plan of some kind. And she probably works for Kaiser, maybe. Anyway, she says, I live in Virginia. I just wonder if the book would be helpful. Thank you very much. And I said, of course it's going to be helpful. Just buy it. Don't even question that. I said, hello, Melissa. Thanks for writing. Kaiser has a high level of satisfaction, so I don't blame you for selecting it. As with all Medicare Advantage plans, there are changes the plan can make that will make it less than satisfactory. For instance, doctors and hospitals can leave the plan. The way your drugs are covered can change drastically. Some plans have been discovered reducing costs by refusing to pay for consultation with specialists or approving certain expensive procedures. Also, if you ever move from the area where they operate, you will have to buy something else. And then she said, hello, thank you very much for the helpful information. I bought your book. As you now know, I have a Medicare Advantage plan. Those are the only type of plans I know. How do I find plans that are not Advantage plans? I'm confused. Again, thank you for your time, Melissa. And I said to Melissa, if you read chapters 5, 6, and 7, you will have an understanding of Medicare supplement plans, the primary alternative to Medicare Advantage plans, and the type of which is the type of plan you currently have. Then if you read chapter 8, you will see why they are not plans I recommend to most people. If you think the book is helpful, it would be nice to go back to Amazon and write a very short customer review. Others who are confused may find it easier to find the book if your review is prominently displayed. Good luck, and let me know if you need anything else. I don't know if she ever did it or not. I just don't know, because sometimes people write a review and a pseudonym appears rather than their actual name. But that probably is the end of our time for today, I'm guessing. Would I be correct on that, Randy?
You would be absolutely correct, sir.
Well, it's...
However, yes. I do want to comment once again on Medicare Advantage plans.
Oh, boy. I can't wait to hear this.
That the reason they're called Part C is they're
oh,
crap.
Boy. I thought that word was spelled with a K, but apparently not.
plus, they're called Medicare Disadvantage plans in my world. And Joe Namath is never going to come see you, so stay away from him. You've heard of a 10-foot pole. Every Medicare disadvantaged salesperson you see, keep them at least 10 feet away with that pole. So if you ever see somebody just walk up to your door with a little red circle on his forehead, don't answer the door.
Well, okay. Now, let's also remind people, if you're tempted to join a Medicare Advantage plan or to purchase a Medicare Advantage plan, the U.S. government insures or allows you, guarantees you 12 months. If you change your mind and discover that you've made a mistake, within the first 12 months, you can go and buy yourself a Medicare supplement plan, the best kind of coverage we know of for Medicare participants, without any questions, without any medical questions, without having a good reason. It's enough to say, I've had it with this Medicare Advantage crapola, and I want to get a Medicare supplement plan. That would be your goal, and we applaud that goal. So, and I'm happy to help you if you decide you need my help in purchasing a Medicare supplement plan. There's my pest control guy walking around with a sprayer on his back, just spraying everything that moves. I say, kill them all, so, kill them all.
That's the one spraying your entire yard with noxious chemicals.
That's what I told him to do. He probably would be a little more circumspect if I had not intervened and said, no, I'll pay extra for the extra chemicals. You just light the place up.
Yeah, lace it with cyanide, would you?
Hell, anything that's going to kill the little bastards. And by little bastards, there are several different noxious life forms that I want to discourage around here. And I want to discourage all the life forms that actually eat those life forms, too. So, you know, if I can just...
Yeah, there you go.
I'm just trying to turn this place back into a desert and make it a natural...
Well, you got a long ways to go, because all the green plant people have been here for a while and ruined it all.
Yeah, they have. They certainly have. Well, anyway, I am going to leave and go fill out applications, insurance applications for people the rest of the day, because I've had an influx of customers thanks to your excellent skills at making the podcast sound good. So I want to thank you for that. And I want to thank all the people.
You're welcome, Doug.
I want to thank all the people that use me as their agent.
And we also need to thank all the people that religiously, every week, twice a week, three times a week, download our podcasts and listen to them, because without you, it wouldn't be any fun at all. Just absolutely dead air would be no fun. So
right on.
Anyhow, thank you so much for joining us. We always appreciate it. You have just spent 32 and a half minutes with Doug Jones, the guy from Oklahoma, the anti-insurance guy and sole proprietor of MedicareForTheLazyMan.com.
Bye-bye.